Namo Vishnudaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shanyavari Paschachatishtarine Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are finishing off Bhagavad Gita, last chapter, chapter 18.
今天我们将讲述 《华严佛经》原译的第十八章。
As mentioned before, Bhagavad Gita was finished in 17 chapters, so this 18th chapter is a summary.
正如我们在此之前已经提到过的，整部《佛家梵歌》在第十七章的时候已经讲述完了。 而第十八章是整部佛家梵歌的总结。So
just to recap, to continue from last time we spoke, which was several weeks ago, spiritual life begins from hearing.
现在呢，我们就接上前几周停下来的地方，继续开始讲述。那么灵性生活是始于聆听的。
So hearing, of course, means shravana.
聆听的意思是 shravana.
And then the next step of after shravanam is, of course, kirtanam, which means we speak what we hear.
在聆听之后呢，就是 kirtanam, 意味着就是把我们所听到的给讲述出来。Now
it's said that once you hear, then all the misgivings, that means all the misunderstandings from a long existence in material association will go away.
通过聆听呢，我们长久以来与物质联谊而得出的这些错误的认同和错误的概念逐渐的都会被消除。
And it said that this freedom from misconception, misunderstanding, this is called liberation.
而这种免除了所有错误概念的这样的一个阶段呢，就称之为解脱。Many
people, they struggle to understand what is liberation.
很多人都想知道什么才是解脱。They
think it's like some white light coming from the sky, or some, you know, Krishna looking out from behind every tree, or something like this. People have some misunderstanding of what is liberation.
有的人呢就会对这个解脱有所误解，他们会认为解脱可能就是天上出现的一道白光，或者是Krishna在某个地方看着他。So
liberation means just to have to understand things how they properly are.
实际上，解脱就意味着一个人能够看清楚事物的真相。But
unfortunately, this world, as I'm sure all of you know already, it's full of misunderstandings.
然而不幸的是呢，我们这个世界上大多数的人，对于他们的生命观念都存在着误解。I
heard somebody say this, therefore this must be true.
他们会说，我听到这个人某某人怎么怎么说，这一定是真的。
And it goes on like this. Somebody heard what somebody heard what somebody heard, and the truth has been changed so much, nobody knows what the truth is anymore.
所以人们呢就像这样口口的相传，但是实际上这个事情的真相已经被大为改变了。他们口里所说的这些。
And this is in all different aspects of life.
而且呢，这样的现象出现在生活的各个方面。In
family life, in business life, in spiritual life. Everywhere people are speculating. Nobody really knows what is the truth anymore.
无论是在家庭方面。 还是在商业方面，还是在灵性方面，所有的人都在心智推敲，而并没有了解事情的真相。
It's not only China that is full of this, the whole world is full of this problem.
不仅仅是在中国有这个问题，实际上整个世界都满是这样的问题。
Chinese people no different than Western people to any other people. Everybody in this world thinks I'm this body, this is my country, I'm a man, I'm a woman. Everybody in this world is completely absorbed in the bodily concept of life.
无论是中国人还是西方人，每一个人都在想我是这个躯体，这是我的国家，我是男人，我是女人。世界上大部分的人都处在这种错误的躯体化的概念当中。
And everything they do is based on this false misconception.
而他们所做出的所有的事情都是基于这个错误的概念。
So unless one understands this very, very, very basic principle of spiritual life, one cannot go to the next step.
除非一个人能够理解灵性生活的这一最基本的原则，否则的话，他很难取得进一步的进步。
So liberation means to understand this point. I am not this body, and to act according to this.
那么解脱就意味着一个人已经非常清楚地理解了他不是这个躯体，并且呢，他会基于这一原则而活动。
We constantly identify with the body.
我们会常常地认同于自己的躯体。
Oh, I'm feeling sick today.
我觉得我今天身体不舒服。
Now your body may feel sick, but not your soul.
也许你的身体会感觉到不舒服，但绝不会是你的灵魂。
So, very first point, if we don't understand this point, it is useless listening to all these other different katas and philosophy and pastimes. If you don't understand this first point, everything else will not be understood properly.
所以说理解这一点呢是先决条件。如果你没有理解这一点的话，那你去聆听其他的话题，聆听哲学，聆听一下时光，也是几乎是没有什么作用的。
Out of the 1,000 lectures of Srila Prabhupada that we have, that we can listen to, 1,000 of them are on this point, not about anything else.
在 Srila Prabhupada 的1000多节的这个讲课当中呢，这个他的讲课录音当中呢，他在每一节的讲课当中都提到了这一概念。除此之外再没有别的。
Nowadays, many visitors come to China.
现在有很多的来访者来到中国。
And sometimes I listen to their lectures and I think, most devotees cannot understand what they're talking about.
有的时候呢，我就会听一下他们的讲课，然后我就会发现大多数的奉献者可能都并不听得很明白他们在说什么。
I can't understand what they're talking about most of the time.
大多数时候我可以理解他们在说什么。
Does it mean we're all stupid? No.
这意味着奉献者们是愚蠢的吗？
It means that what we need to hear is how we are not this body, how we are eternally connected to Krishna. This is what we need to hear.
实际上我们需要聆听的是我们需要知道我们如何不是这个躯体，我们是如何永远与 Krishna 连接在一起的。
Because the next point that Srila Prabhupada makes in this last section of Bhagavad Gita is that liberation only can come when a devotee comes under the protection of Krishna.
因为呢，在佛家梵歌的这个最后一部分的这个内容当中 ，Srila Prabhupada 他就说到，解脱就意味着一个奉献者来到了主 Krishna 的庇护之下。
Because his influence of the material nature is so strong that without Krishna, we cannot overcome this material influence.
因为物质自然的影响力是非常强大的。如果没有 Krishna 的庇护的话， 啊，没有人是能够克服这物质自然的影响的。
So they said famous words, Daivihi Shaguna Mayi, Mama Maya Duratyaya, Mameva Ye Prapadyante, Mayam Etam Tarantite. So this verse, you know this verse?
Mm.
Let me give you the verse number. Daivihi. Daivihi. It is verse number, just trying to remember, my brain is a bit slow, 714.
714. 这是第七章的第十四诗节。Yes.
I'm correct? Okay, good.
Yes.
So just read out the translation of that.
第七章的第十四诗节说道，我这由物质自然三种属性组成的神性能量难以克服，但是皈依我的人却能轻易地跨越它。
So without this protection, you cannot make any advancement and become free from material entanglements.
所以如果没有 Krishna 的这样的保护的话，一个人是无法取得任何进步的。
Mutual arrangement.
Mutually.
Means both parties benefit.
所以这就相当于是一个双效的利益。
Yeah. How do you say? 相差。
双重的，双重的，双效的。
So now, Krishna has been giving Arjuna more and more confidential knowledge.
Krishna 呢正在给予 Arjuna 越来越机密的知识。
But now he's saying, okay, I've told you everything, now you do whatever you want to do.
而现在他说到呢，我已经告诉你了所有应该告诉你的一切，现在由你来做出选择。
Krishna says, look, I've given you all the information,But it's up to you to make an informed decision.
Krishna 说到呢，我已经给出了你所有的指示，现在呢，由你来决定你该做什么。
And Krishna leaves us a final choice, that just that little bit of independence, it lets us have it.
Krishna 给了我们这个自由的意志去做出我们自己的选择。
So Krishna consciousness is not like a club.That you join, and then you get a Sanskrit name, or you get Brahman initiation. But it's a process of learning to become surrendered to Krishna's will.
Krishna 知觉呢，并不意味着某种外在的仪式，比如说你接受启迪，接受婆罗门启迪，并不是这样的，而是意味着你达到一个点，就是你自愿的向 Krishna 皈依臣服。
And it's not a complicated thing.Krishna consciousness is not complicated.
这并不是一个非常复杂的事情。Krishna 知觉并不是一个非常复杂的事情。
Now we know there's this famous verse, 1866.
国家梵歌第十八章的第六十六诗节是一个是一个著名的诗节。
Can you read out the translation?
Yes. 第六十六诗节，抛弃一切种类的宗教，只向我皈依，我将把你从所有的恶报中解救出来，不必害怕。
So this verse is like Krishna's personal guarantee.
这个诗节就好比是 Krishna 亲自的做出的一个承诺。
If somebody says to you, well, how do I know it works? Well, here's...Just like if you buy something in a shop, there's a guarantee. That means if something goes wrong, you can get your money back. So here's Krishna's guarantee, that if you practice Krishna consciousness, this is Krishna's guarantee, this verse.
就比方说一个人也就会问了，我怎么知道这个休息会起作用呢？那就好比你去商场里买东西，然后你买的这个东西就会有这个保证书。 同样的，这里也是 Krishna 所做出的保证。如果你修习 Krishna 知觉的话，Krishna 就会给你这个保证。
Now Krishna, Srila Prabhupada gives an even more intimate tip.
而 Srila Prabhupada 甚至给予了我们更为亲密的这个提示。
And he says, if you become attracted to the personal feature of Krishna, because Krishna is all attractive, then if you become attracted to the personal feature of Krishna, your path will become much easier and much more enjoyable.
Srila Prabhupada 就在这里说到，如果你受到 Krishna 的这个个人特征的吸引，因为 Krishna 他是有全然吸引力的，如果你受到他的这个人格特征的吸引的话，那么你的灵修道路就会更加的容易，并且更加的愉悦。
Now, with the words of Krishna, there comes what we call a caveat or a disclaimer. You know, like it's what we call the fine print in the contract. You understand that?
No.
Like when you buy something...It will say, we will do this, we will do that. But then in very fine print, it will say, under what circumstances the guarantee does not apply or what we should not do. So we call, that the fine print, the small print.
Okay. 帕布说的就是，比方说你去买什么东西，然后这个东西呢，它会有售后服务，但是这个售后服务呢，它会有在某些情况下他不会做出这个承诺，这个就称之为小提示。
And he says this knowledge should not be given to those who are not prepared to undergo some austerity.
同样的呢，在这里 Krishna 也给出了一些小提示，就是这门知识不应该去讲给那些不从事苦行的人听。
And it shouldn't be given to those who are envious of Krishna.
也不应该给那些嫉妒 Krishna 的人听。
Also, one should not comment on the words. One should not speak about Krishna if you're not going to follow the words of Krishna. Fortune.
但是呢，上加雅在描述了战场上的情况后，却告诉国王说：“您想获胜，但我的看法是，哪里有 Krishna 和 Arjuna， 哪里就有所有的好运气。”
And he basically said to him, you're going to lose.
基本上他说这句话就意味着追他 Vastra 这一方会失败。
So, actually this fight was between Duryodhana and Yudhisthira.
实际上这场战争呢是 Duryodhana 和 Yudhisthira 之间的。
And, of course, the brothers and everybody, they were fighting on behalf of their elder brother, Yudhisthira.
当然了，这五兄弟，其余的几位几名兄弟呢，都是为了代表优迪士提而作战的。
And the fight was over who was going to rule the world.
而这个战争最终的结果就会决定谁即将统治整个地球。
Now, some less intelligent people think this Bhagavad Gita was just a talk between two friends on the battlefield.
有些人可能就会说呢，博迦梵歌只是两名朋友在战场上这个两名朋友之间的对话。
But if that was the case, then Bhagavad Gita could not be a scripture.
但是如果是
like a shastra.
但是如果是这样的话呢，那么博迦梵歌就不具备资格去成为一部圣典。
And some people say, you know, Krishna pushed Arjuna to fight.
有些人也许会说呢，是 Krishna 怂恿 Arjuna 作战。
But the Bhagavad Gita really is what we call the supreme instruction in morality.
但是呢，实际上博迦梵歌是道德方面最至高无上的训示。
And the essence of all morality is to surrender to Krishna.
道德的最至高无上的训示呢，就是向 Krishna 皈依臣服，成为 Krishna 的奉献者。
Now, from Bhagavad Gita, we understand that to realize oneself by philosophy and meditation is one process. But if we fully surrender to Krishna, that is the highest perfection.
通过博家房歌呢，我们了解到，通过哲学和冥想的方式来觉悟自我是一条途径。然而呢，最高的自我觉悟的途径是向 Krishna 皈依臣服。
And another feature of Bhagavad Gita is that it reveals that Krishna is the supreme truth.
博家房歌所揭示了一个最高的真理，就是呢 ，Krishna。是绝对真理。
Now, in our original form, we are all pure spiritual beings.
我们最初的形象呢？我们最初的身份都是灵性的灵魂，灵性的生物。
We have some partial independence from the Supreme.
我们有一点点的这个独立性。就有一点点的这个自由意志。
And by using our independence to come under the shelter of Krishna again, we will come to our normal position again.
如果我们通过这一点点的自由意志，这一点点的这种独立性，来重新脱避于 Krishna 的话，那么我们也可以重新恢复我们原初的灵性地位。
So this is the end of Bhagavad Gita, which is... The essence of all knowledge.
这就是博家梵歌的这个结论，它是所有知识，一切知识的精髓。
So we will finish there. Perhaps some realizations or comments from any devotees.
现在我们讲述部分就到此结束，看看各位奉献者们有没有什么评论或者问题。
The more we read Bhagavad Gita, the more we hear Bhagavad Gita, the more we realize that we need to keep reading more.
我们越多的聆听博家梵歌，越多的阅读博家梵歌，我们就会越加的意识到我们要更多的聆听，更多的阅读。
Okay. Just wait a few minutes to see if there's any questions, any comments.
现在我们等待几分钟，大家有没有什么问题或者评论？
Hare Mo.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 我发上网上发上问题，你看到吗？没看到吗？
我没有看到。
Okay, if there are no more questions, then we'll finish there for today.
Haribo.
Hi, Krishna.
听到吗？听到我说话？
我能够听到你说话，但是我没有看到问题。
对，我在读，你听一下吧，好吧？
好的。
Okay, so we're finished there.
Prabhu, we have some questions.
Oh, okay, yes.
Tell me. I don't know what I didn't know. Oh, okay, 我看到了。
好的，好的。
Ray and Easy 问，顶拜老师和翻译，感恩您的精彩讲课。彻底归于 Krishna 的气绝到底意味着什么？居士阶段的气绝，一边参与物质活动，一边修行，是最初级的吗？萨利亚西的气绝才是最高级的吗？期待您的解答，感恩您。Free and easy is asking obeisances to teacher. Thank you very much for your wonderful lecture. I would like to ask that what is the renouncement of completely surrender to Krishna? Because in the Grihastha, the Grihastha is doing material activities while practice. So their renunciation is the preliminary, and the sannyasi's renunciation is the ultimate, is the highest, right? Look forward for your answer. Thank you.
So Srila Prabhupada gives an answer to this question, and he says that because it doesn't matter what ashram a person is in, a grihastha has to maintain his life, he has to maintain his family, but his renunciation is that he continues, that he does that work. So a devotee who's maintaining his family, he's also practicing spiritual life because he's maintaining the devotees.
这个睡了泡泡呢就几次回答了这样类似这样的问题，那就说到呢，无论你是处在哪一个ashram当中，就是说无论你在哪一个生活阶段当中，如果你是居士的话，那居士就有责任去维系他的家庭，但是呢，因为他维系的是他的这个奉献者的家庭。
And there's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita where it says that sannyasi is not a person who lights no fire and does no work.
不下梵歌当中有一个诗节就说到呢, sannyasi 并不是指那些不生烟火不去工作的人。
So in other words, sannyasi is not necessarily a person who's just wearing saffron cloth.
那也换句话就说呢, sannyasi 并不意味着一个人仅仅是换上一件这个, 橘黄色的袍子, 就, 他就可以说, 称之为是 sannyasi.
Sannyasi is a person. It can be a man, can be a woman, can be anybody, who dedicates his body, his mind, and his words for the service of Krishna.
这个sannyasi可以意味着任何人，可以是男人、女人，任何人，只要他将他的身体、心意和话语完全的用来服务Krishna，这样的人就可以是sannyasi。
Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the spiritual master of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Oh, sorry, yeah, he was the father, sorry.
Yeah. Bhakti Vinoda Thakur 是圣 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati 的父亲.
He was a grihastha.
那 Bhakti Vinoda Thakur 就是一名 grihastha, 一名居士.
Now, do you think that Bhakti Vinoda Thakur wasn't on the topmost platform of spiritual realization?
那么你认为 Bhakti Vinoda Thakur 并不处于灵性觉悟的最高层面了吗?
He was on the topmost platform. So, why? And he, you could say he was going to work every day. He was a magistrate.
那他实际上是处在这种灵性的这种最高层面的，但是呢，他仍然每天要去工作呀，他就是一名法官。
He had 10 children.
而且他还有十个孩子。But
he was a topmost transcendentalist.
但是呢，他是处在最高层面的超然主义者。So
why was that? Because he was dedicating his life, even in his work, everything for the service of the mission of Krishna consciousness.
为什么呢？ 因为呢，他将他的整个生命， 甚至是他的工作， 都奉献给了Krishna知觉的使命。
So it is not a matter of one's external dress or even one's activities. It's really the consciousness with which those activities are being performed that counts.
所以说呢， 这并不是， 要去看一个人他外在的穿着， 或甚至是他外在的活动是什么， 而是要看他从事这些活动背后的这个他的知觉状态，他从事这些活动的目的。
the Grihastha, is the Grihastha a lesser stage? No.
嗯，那么 Grihastha 这个居士呢，就意味着比别人低等吗？嗯，并不是这样的。
Actually, Grihastha is one of the best preachers because he can show common man how he can maintain his maintain his family, maintain his life, and at the same time still be Krishna conscious.
嗯，实际上呢 ，Grihastha 这个居士们呢，可以成为最有力的这个传道士之一，因为呢，正是居士们向普通大众们展示了一个人既可以在维系他自己的生活，既可以在他工作的同时去保持他的 Krishna 知觉。
In some ways, it is much more difficult to be a devotee as a Grihastha than it is as a sannyasi.
嗯，在某种程度上呢，一名奉献者去当这个居士的话，甚至会比去当 sannyasi 会有更多的挑战。
So who is the real renunciate?
那谁才是真正的弃绝者呢
？So don't fear. Everybody can have the opportunity to be Krishna conscious in any stage of life.
所以说呢，实际上任何人在生活的任何阶段都可以具有 Krishna 知觉的。
Okay, thank you for your question.
嗯，感谢你的问题。Free and Easy 继续问老师，是不是当我这样提问的时候，我就已经陷入了心智思辨的状态？这样到底好不好呢？感恩你。So Free and Easy is continue asking that teacher. Is it true that when I ask such questions, I am already in a state of mental speculation? Is that good or bad? Thank you.
No, it's not mental speculation because you're asking about a spiritual topic and you're ready to hear the answer. This is called, this is just like Arjuna, he also asked questions of Krishna. This is actually in spiritual life, this is how we become free from doubt is to ask questions. It's, to ask questions is actually the sign of an intelligent person.
这并不是你的心智推敲，因为呢，你提出这样的问题是因为你想要寻求这个关于灵性生活当中的某些方面的一些答案。就好比Arjuna 他也在向 Krishna 询问问题。实际上呢，通过询问问题，我们就可以消除我们的这些疑惑。而询问问题呢，也是一个有智慧之人的表现。
Generally, those who have no intelligence don't ask any questions.
那些没有什么智慧的人呢，他们不会去思考，他们也不会去提问。
So, thank you for asking questions.
所以非常感谢你提出的问题。Okay.
That's actually called philosophy to try to understand things properly.
实际上这就称之为哲学，就是哲学就意味着一个人试图去了解事情的真相。
We may remember in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that when Lord Chaitanya first went to Jagannath Puri. He was brought to the house of Savabhauma Bhattacharya.
在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中呢，当主 Chaitanya 第一次来到加格纳普瑞的时候，他被带到了 Savabhauma Bhattacharya 的家中。
And for 7 days, he listened to Savabhauma Bhattacharya.
整整七天呢，主 Chaitanya 都在聆听 Savabhauma Bhattacharya 的讲述。
And then Savabhauma Bhattacharya said, I've been speaking for 7 days, and you're just sitting there, you're not even asking any question. Are you stupid?
那 Savabhauma Bhattacharya 就问主 Chaitanya 就说呢，你已经整整七天在聆听我的讲述，但是呢，你仅仅是坐在那里一言不发，没有提任何的问题，难道你非常愚蠢吗？难道你是愚蠢的吗？
So,It is a responsibility. It is a duty of a disciple to ask questions.
所以呢，一个门徒去提出问题，是他的职责。
So, don't fear that you're doing speculation. 能帮我。
嗯，所以说不要觉得你是在心智推敲，没有问题的。
嗯。Okay, so shall we finish there for today?
We have one more question.
Okay.
嗯，好了 ，Vansa Das 问，是不是修习 Krishna 知觉足够真诚、足够努力，才能避免业报和心相的干扰？不然，就算所谓的奉献者，也要受罪恶业报和不良心相之苦，对吗？修习 Krishna 应该是学会更多的容忍和消除业报，对吗？So Hari Vansa Das is asking that, is the practice of Krishna consciousness means that we have to practice it with enough and hard sensory. We have to sensorily enough and make hard work to avoid the interference of karma and astrology. Otherwise, even the so-called devotees will suffer from the evil karma and bad astrology, isn't it? To practice Krishna consciousness means that we have to learn how to tolerate and eliminate karmic, right?
Yeah, the practice of Krishna consciousness is not karmic.
修习 Krishna 知觉呢，并不是属于业报当中的一部分。
Although it is said that the body that we have is the last karma that will leave us.
虽然呢，我们现在这个还生活在这个身体当中，而这个身体呢，是我们过去业报的这个表现。
But it is said that the time of initiation, the disciple becomes freed from all materialistic karma.
但是呢，据说一个奉献者在接受启迪的时候，他就免除了过往的所有的业报反应。
So, no, a devotee has no karma.
所以说奉献者是没有业报的，是没有 karma 的。
But if one after initiation does something bad, then you may get some reaction.
但是呢，如果一个奉献者在启迪之后仍然做出了某些不好的行为的话，那他就必须为这个不好的行为而遭到这个业报的反应。
But the process of initiation is considered a new life.
这个启迪的程序呢，就好比是一个人的新生，新的生命。
And I've seen it again and again that actually devotees, one who becomes a devotee and practices Krishna consciousness and does service,Actually, he's not even he gets some sort of reactions to different things. He's not suffering karma reactions. He's getting reactions directly by the mercy of Krishna.
而就帕布说他呢，据他所知呢，就是他所看到的，就是有的奉献者，那他在修习了 Krishna 知觉之后，他在接受了这个灵性的启迪之后，也许他在某些方面仍然在承受着一定的这种所谓的反应，但是呢，这种反应并不是来自于他的业报并不是来自于他的 karma， 而是直接来自于 Krishna 本人所给予他的。
Is a devotee affected by astrology? No.
奉献者会受到这个星象的影响吗？不会的。
That is a speculation.
这是心智推敲。
Devotees are purely under the control of Krishna.
奉献者是完全的在 Krishna 的控制之下的。
So we may not even have love for Krishna.
即便是我们现在还没有这个恢复对 Krishna 的爱。
But it is said that anyone who one time chants Hare Krishna is recognized by Krishna.
但是呢，据说一个人只要唱诵过一次 Krishna 的圣名，那 Krishna 都会承认他，都会接受他。
And Krishna personally takes charge of such a person.
Krishna 呢会亲自来照管这样的一个人。
That is a statement of scripture.
这是经典的声明。
We can speculate how that works, but that's our